Hey guys, this is Eddie McClintock. I play Special Agent Pete Latimer on Warehouse 13. At least I did before they canceled us. Shh. And you guys are listening to Paul, Ian, and Matt on the McSauce podcast. Check it out. What's up?
Welcome to episode 333 of the McSauce podcast. My name is Paul McGinty. With me, as always, are Ian the Sauce Sharpley.
Hello.
And Magic Matt Cassell.
Abracadabra.
It is Monday night, July 27th, and tonight we are talking toys. What toys
Maybe.
We had, what toys we played with. Which ones were our favorites, how we integrated toys. We are getting balls.
What do you mean integrated
like
toys?
Like playing with He-Man, with your Star Wars figures.
Or if mixing the worlds.
Yeah, yeah. And or who, if we did or if we didn't, because I have a feeling that one of us is a control freak and had his toys segregated off into different
Ian,
little locales.
It's 2020 and OCD bashing is not in vogue. But who better to get balls deep on your toys with than artist and chef extraordinaire, Jeremy Canals?
Hello, everybody. Can you hear me now?
Hey, it worked.
Woo!
This is the 333rd time
tonight
we've done this.
Tonight.
It's
tonight.
It's like the multiverse. We're trapped.
I just
it's
hope like we're still talking about toys.
It's like fucking
we're talking
child
about
toys, not adult toys.
By the time that yeah, it's like so
we didn't
I
move
this,
on to that other
I
toy,
had this right? butt plug.
Oh, my dick hurts.
We've done this so long. Tonight's topic is now what old guys are using to get off in 2060.
Cool.
So, Jeremy, I hope you're ready to talk 2060 dildos.
No
but
problem.
But before we talk about real toys,
we'll talk 2020
toys,
dildos.
We do housekeeping once again with Ian Sharpley.
You know what it is, everybody. Go to McSauce.com. The best way to reach out to us is through the social medias. Hit us up on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Check us out in all those places and throw us a like. Send us a favorite. Give us a comment. We love all that stuff.
Jeremy here is a Patreon supporter. And when we started doing Patreon, we thought we were going to do a couple episodes a month. But we've been really pumping them out, doing about two episodes a week.
I have to agree. There's a lot of content.
Is it enough content? Do you think you're getting your $5
worth? I'm behind, so I'm definitely getting my $5 worth. If I got stuff stockpiled, then yeah, it's worth.
And the whole genesis of this episode is Jeremy reaching out to me in the middle of the night on some fucking bender.
Ew. It was a Tuesday.
In the watches of the night, as Wormtongue would
say. It
was
a golf night.
But honestly, all of you out there, if you have an idea for the show, hit us up, send us ideas. We're running out, so help us out. Help your boys out and give us some fuel so we can get to the end of this year and also time.
So that we can finally start talking about new media in 2021. But tonight, we are talking about old, not media, old toys. What we played with, what we did as a kid. We're all very passionate about our childhoods and still passionate about toys now. Like, you know, I've had a very gingerly walk down the slippery slope that is Masterpiece Transformers. It's a good thing they're so hard to fucking get and they're so expensive because it's really put me off getting more than three of them.
We'd be podcasting from Cybertron if they were less expensive.
So, Jer, you're our guest tonight. Why don't you tell us what's the first toy you remember playing with?
Well, the first toy would have to be Matchbox cars, obviously, are probably the first toys. Not action figures, probably Matchbox cars. Well, the big reason I remember them so much, too, is that's how I learned to swim, because I come from an old-school grandfather that would basically just toss your ass in the fucking pool. So what he would do was throw my Matchbox cars in, and I would run and freak out and jump in and get them. So hence, that's how I learned to swim, basically. So a big part of my life was from somebody trying to take my toys away from me.
I'm not understanding where the lesson of staying afloat comes in. I understand sink, but where's the swimming part
well,
come
survival.
In?
I had to come back up, yeah. Just like he'd always say, he'll come up, he'll come up. Sure enough, I'm here.
I'm not totally familiar with this style of swim training. Like, yeah, I swam for years, but I don't remember learning this
way. Your body's desire to not die.
Yeah, if that were the case, people wouldn't drown.
It's like the John Wayne school of swimming.
Those people that drown, nary a matchbox car in sight. They just didn't care enough.
Right. If only they had matchbox cars
under
them.
They needed a purpose.
Yeah.
Not life.
So specifically matchbox cars, yes, not Hot Wheels, or what was? And what was
see,
the big,
I don't know.
Like,
see,
difference.
I always called them matchbox cars, so I never segregated.
Yeah,
you know, Hot Wheels compared to matchbox cars.
What's
the
difference?
They're two different brands. I know.
Yeah, but
that.
Is there
but
a
I feel
difference
like
in
the
same
quality?
Scale
and
well, I think wasn't one.
It's
of
a
them
good
was,
thing we don't have any match.
One of them was
there.
Like an actual like. Like the whole thing was one piece, wasn't it? Like it was like an actually cast, and the other one was just like slapped together, like the GoBots and Transformers type thing. I think Matchboxes were cheaper than Hot Wheels.
Maybe.
I could be wrong.
I mean,
I
think that does Matchbox still they still exist, right?
I know Hot Wheels definitely do.
I have no idea. The Matchbox cars and Hot Wheels may as well have been the same.
That's
thing
what I always assumed.
I mean,
they
were all die-cast. Are they still diecast? Like I'm so out of the tiny car.
I just
game.
Remember, like I think they're the same price now as
it?
They were
yeah.
then.
Yeah,
like, I get my
like
son
$3.99.
I can get no. They're cheaper than that. They're like 89 cents a piece.
Are you fucking kidding?
I'm not even kidding you.
Under a dollar.
Oh, I look
for
like dad of the fucking year all the time because I always come home like there's three more cars.
You can't get gum for under a dollar.
I'm telling you, like
I believe
next time you're looking around.
Wasn't Hot Wheels created? Or not created by, but marketed by Tom Kalinske. Wasn't that his jam at Mattel?
Because it's a Mattel toy. So, yeah, I believe so. Tom Kalinske, later
like,
of Sega Genesis.
They were more like hot cars. Like, they were more like hot rods.
Like hot, yeah, and Matchbox was like, here's your dad's fucking station wagon.
Yeah, seriously.
Like,
the
I like
Studebaker.
So you like your play featured to be realism. Like, let's go to McDonald's.
What was, Jeremy, what was your favorite Matchbox and or Hot Wheels that you had?
Man, that's a tough one, Matt. Like, I can't re... There was...
I'll tell you what. Let me give you 30 seconds to think about it, and I'll tell you my favorite, because I have it queued up.
I also have mine, which is very weird.
So is mine, and it might be a little bit telling and a look into the soul that is me. But mine was the ice cream truck, which is very serial killer-esque when I think about it now.
Wait,
but
your
that
favorite was an ice cream truck?
Well,
yes.
I get that, though. I get that.
Because it was so different than all the other ones. It had an actual, like, window, not just
heavier.
Like a sticker. There was, like, a cut into it, and you could see into it. That was mine.
That one always came into play when I mixed the worlds, we'll say.
Yeah,
you know, the ice cream, you always needed the ice cream truck or the mail truck or something to come into play later on in the cosmos of things. But now that you have me...
In the Canalsaverse.
The Canalsaverse is fucking insane, man. Like, kids just don't...
I know, I can't wait to get
kids
into
don't
it.
Play right, is the way I always... That's what I always say. But my favorite Matchbox car, I remember it now, it was a car... It was a Hot Wheels car, and do you remember the movie The Wraith with Charlie Sheen where he got killed? Like, he was a street racer and then came back, and he was like a ghost with that sick-ass car. It was kind of a replica of that, and when it got temperature changed, the car would change colors.
Oh, shit.
So
I remember that stuff.
I definitely remember that car, because...
Which you noticed for the first time when your grandfather threw it in the pool.
Shit, that car's blue. That's cool. The water's fucking cool.
It's not that my brain's dying from a lack of oxygen.
Matt, when you first asked him, well, what was your favorite Matchbox car? I was like, oh, I'm never going to be able to answer this. Like, who would remember that? But, like, I barely had that thought through my head, and I was like, oh, it was a yellow RX-7. And
what's
I
an RX-7?
Actually found it's a sports car, and this
is
the exact one. I had like a red RX-7
it
across
it on
the
hood and everything.
Yeah, It was, and it. I just thought it had such a neat
open?
Look. The doors open.
That's why you remember it.
Yeah, it was just such a cool car. I think it fit my Transformers aesthetic so well that
because it was actual metal.
Yeah, it was metal, and it felt like Sunstreak or a Sideswipe. It just felt like it was. It was compact. It didn't like there were some Matchbox cars that had. Like the die cut for the windows, but like the plastic moved. You could like push through the window and the plastic moved, and they were kind of like this felt solid. Like this was such a solid car, and it was all beat up. It was all scraped. Like I feel like I could put that car through hell.
Probably did.
I'm sure I did.
Sharply, what was your favorite?
My favorite was I'm looking it up right now. I had a it was a Evel Knievel rocket car. So it almost doesn't look like a car at all. It was like this,
that.
Like needle nose
very
thing
phallic.
With.
Yeah, that looks like the other kind of.
It was
toys
a
we're
penis car, and I loved it. And the thing, the
it's
play
a,
features,
it's a cock and balls, dude.
It's definitely. It phallic. Was the Evel penis Knievel rocket Christ, car, red rock, red rocket car. because I hate cars. Ironically, I work in the automotive industry, but I think they're boring as fuck. And this thing looked exciting.
Yeah, I bet it. I remember. Do you remember the orange tracks?
Sure. Yeah.
That the.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And see,
you
I remember the more than anything
because
they hurt
with
like holy shit. Do they hurt if you get whacked with them?
Did you guys ever have? I had this. It was like the little tiny radio controlled cars that you would put on those metal tracks.
Like the slots. In
yeah,
the slots.
Yeah. So you'd put them on the slots and you'd race
what
them
happened
around.
To those? Why did those
cars?
Go away?
I'm sure that they
well,
would.
Well, what
they
happened
killed
to Tyco?
Children.
Oh, okay.
Like
those were all Tyco, I guess, huh?
Well, I mean, they weren't the only makers of it, but they were, toward the end there, they were like the premier slot car maker.
And I had a Transformers track, and the cars would, if they'd go around, and once they hit a certain speed, they would like pop up, and they would like transform as they were driving around. And they pop up and transform, they're supposed to continue to go, but they'd always flip
yeah,
off the
right.
track. That's the end, I guess. But I had those, I remember really liking those, but... The track also, when you would hit somebody with it, would hurt really
bad. Oh, yeah. Those ones, definitely.
Yeah, because they were metal and
I
sharp.
I had a Canyon of Doom one.
Yeah.
I don't remember those being used as weapons, which is interesting because growing up, almost everything in my house against my brother was turned into a weapon, but not that.
Yeah, that's weird, yeah.
Matchbox
oh,
tracks.
Oh, orange. They were
yeah,
orange.
Those, mm-hmm. Holy fuck.
They'd make that whipping sound, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love how this is going to be the toys weapons episode.
Well, we're also a bunch of boys. Like, yeah. I mean, how many of your toys did you light on fire and shit like that, too?
We'll get to what happened to my Yoda and Emperor's Guard figures later on. They met untimely deaths.
So... Hot Wheels, Matchbox,
those are my
kind
first
of our first
memories.
One. And I think you hit on something important. Those things were... You know, pennies on the dollar. They're real cheap, so I'm sure that's why our parents bought those for
us. They
were
also
they were...
on the market when we were born.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they were making, you know, little die-cast Matchbox cars since the 50s. So, like, they were always there, you know, for my first, like, 5 years of life. Transformers. Star Wars toys existed, but Transformers. He-Man wasn't a thing. G.I. Joe wasn't a thing. So... Like, all of the stuff that I really grew up playing with early on, like, my first memories, and, you know, we touched on it on, you know, one of the scratched intros, it was, I had a Dukes of Hazzard big wheel.
Oh, I did, too. Same exact one.
And while not necessarily, you know, a toy like you would play with Matchbox cars or action
figures.
Oh,
I love that.
That was something that I had before I was really cognizant of what Star Wars was. Transformers weren't out yet. I don't think He-Man maybe have just come out, but like that Dukes of Hazzard big wheel and some Muppets plushies, those were the first like still like ongoing brands of you know of a toy that I had. Like I still have my Kermit the Frog here somewhere. He's missing an eye, and he's He's not in great shape.
He's hurt.
But I will die with him and my original Millennium Falcon. If I'm not cremated with those two things, then don't bother cremating me.
What's the purpose, right? If you can't burn me with that shit, what the fuck?
Do you want the Millennium Falcon hanging over it, your casket? Or are we going to have an open casket and have that?
Can we have it, like, light the fire?
I want a traditional Irish wake when you lay me out on the pool table. Because hopefully by the time I die, we can go back to bars.
I'm pretty sure by December we'll be able to do that.
And then after that, you throw them in the old burner with me and light them up.
Big wheel. I ran it till the front wheel literally exploded.
Yeah.
Because we would ride them down a hill, mm-hmm. down Maplewood. I just look back at the shit we did when we were like 6 and 7 years old. No helmets, no knee pads, no.
On a real ass street.
On a real street. Yeah. No parental supervision. Maybe like the first two times you went down, like, yeah, they're all right. They're all right. All day long, mm-hmm. me and Joe were going down this big ass hill because he had the Knight Rider. Big Will, I had the Dukes of Hazzard, and like I said, we rode them down this hill until literally the front wheels exploded because they were all plastic. Yeah, all the wheels were plastic. Well, yeah. Everything was plastic. Because
they weren't meant to, like...
No. Not to hit 30.
Go.
It didn't have a built-in, like, reverse brake system like a bike did.
No, you had to keep your feet out.
Just
your pedal, your feet
but you just have
the
to hold the pedals still and just grind on that plastic. Yeah. So at some point... The center of that front tire would split.
Yep. And then shrapnel would fly when you're flying.
Yeah,
like
I think
miles.
I never Dukes had, like, I rode my big wheels like crazy. I never had shrapnel happen
Dukes,
to me.
Dukes was my first one, and He-Man was my second one.
I had, so which He-Man one did you,
Rider one, but
which He-Man one did you have? Did you have the green or did you have the blue? I had the blue.
Blue.
And then I had a Transformers one after that.
I didn't have a Transformers
one. The Transformers one you have like the Gatling gun on the front of it?
No, it had like the flip face kind of joint.
I had that one too.
You had that one? You had Transformers.
No, I'm sorry. I had the He-Man.
The
He-Man
one, the blue one, yeah. Which I would imagine is Skeletor's. Right.
I don't think so.
No,
I think it was just Masters of the Universe branded.
It was He-Man before he changed into He-Man.
It was Prince Adams, right?
Prince
Wouldn't that be pink and white?
I'm here.
Yeah, but I had this one, and just like you guys were talking about, there was no real braking system. You just have to kind of like turn the wheel and like.
Well, because we would ride on our knees off the back. We took the seat off because the seats would all come off.
You guys
because they were on pegs.
I don't
so you
remember
could be,
doing that.
They were on pegs, so you can, like, the older you got, you could move back on it. And we would take off their backs. And
19 riding on those joints.
Like I said, it was weird. It was a weird time. The 80s were great. No parent supervision.
So we haven't really gotten into action figures yet, which I think is the bulk of the toys that we played with as children.
This is all leading up to the action figures, basically.
We had to do cheap and then... functional with, to get us out of the house, and then the action figures, the big part of the show. So, Matt, what were some of the first action figures that you remember?
Well, I guess it would have to be Star Wars would have been the first ones, because that was a line that existed before most of us here were born. And I have cousins that are like... a little over 10 years older than me. Well, one of them's 9 years older and the other's like 11 years older. But we got some of their hand-me-downs. My brother's 2 years older than me. So there were already Star Wars toys like in the house. And I can remember playing with those from a really early age. Maybe even before I got into like the next big one for me was Masters of the Universe. And that was the one that I feel like I got into, where Star Wars, like, it was just
it
there.
Was given to you.
Yeah, right. I'm kind of the same way with that too. Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned the hand-me-down Star Wars, or your cousins were older and gave you Star Wars figures, because that's what happened to me as well. I remember it was like a fucking red letter day when I went over, and finally my cousins were sick of playing with Star Wars and they gave me all their stuff, and they had Slave One, and Boba Fett finally had his craft that he could fly around in. And it was like, to this day, I can still remember how excited I was that I got that ship.
Like,
cause I think
jackpot.
That they might've, they probably didn't make Slave One anymore by the time that I got it.
Yep.
So it was awesome.
Yeah, it was. I can remember the exact same thing happened to me. The only difference was I got the Millennium Falcon and not the Slave One, and all the other figures. And my two cousins, they had more of the figures from A New Hope, like that era toys. Whereas my brother and I had more Empire and especially Jedi toys. And this would have been after Jedi, but shortly after that, they gave us all the all the like New Hope stuff, including the Falcon. And yeah, I remember that night too. It was like a family party at the end of the night, and before we left, we were like, "Can we have your old Star Wars toys?" And yeah,
it was big.
Did you have a similar kind of thing? Yeah, cousins
like,
or anything?
I don't remember ever getting Star Wars toys, okay? Yeah. I don't remember. I just remember them being in the arsenal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, the bin, we'll say, of shit.
Well,
you know?
that's another thing. So what kind of, did you guys have toy boxes? Did you have bins? Did you, like, how did you store your toys?
Man,
back
like,
in the day?
I remember getting Star Wars toys. I didn't get to have the luxury of them just being there or them having around. Like, I got them myself. Like, the only thing I would have gotten from my older cousins would have been like a Kiss board game.
Like, still like, fine,
but not fun. Like, my other cousin had like Barbies, but like they were both a good deal older than me, so I didn't get any good stuff bequeathed down to me.
I got Legos handed down to me. And a thing called Constructs.
Oh, Constructs.
A thing called
shit.
Constructs. How dare you think that we don't fucking know?
Like, they weren't huge around the circle of people. Like, I was the only one that had Constructs.
No,
I had Constructs.
I still have a Constructs box that I keep Savage Dragon comic books in.
We were balls deep into Constructs because you could do shit with Constructs that you couldn't do with Legos. Like, you could make, like, a gauntlet gun with Constructs. You could build something that went around your forearm. Like, you could make a gun that you could hold and carry around. Like, you could build a fucking sword.
You'd have to argue,
you
too.
You couldn't do that shit with Legos.
Stepping on those Constructs pieces.
Oh, I can feel it right now.
Worse.
The little blue joint
things. Yeah, we're kind of worse than stepping on a Lego.
Yeah, it really was. But, yeah, the bang for your constructing was way higher because you could make weapons and functional things that could stay together. I made 1,000 glaives from the Crawl movie.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what
for
I
real.
Made with my
Constructs. My mom was like, "Hey, you want these Legos?" And I was like, "Fuck Lego. I'm a Constructs guy." Because they were just better. You could do more with them.
But how did those fade out and then
Legos still fucking going?
Because
big Lego.
Constructs were powder blue and gray. And
yeah,
Legos
were
just bright and fun.
Yeah, but it wasn't until Lego sold out and became the parasite that it is now, latching on to every property on Earth.
This is
striking a nerve.
Anti-capitalist Matt here. He hates the big business. I don't blame him, but that's been your pet peeve.
Yeah,
because
Lego almost went under.
I'm not I'm not a Lego supporter. I will admit this. It's kind of... are we professionals here? I will admit it's really fun to build like shit out of Legos. Like, you get the Lego set and you go through the instructions. But once that's done, they're kind of ugly. Like, even, you know, the completed set, because they're kind of dumb looking. It's just, I don't know. Like, they're kind of pointless.
I was never a big Lego kid. I wasn't a Lego kid as a kid because they were always so brittle. I feel like I couldn't play with it. You build it, and then it better just fucking sit there.
Yeah,
because
right.
If you touch it the wrong way, it's gonna fall apart. But constructs clip together. It was a strong joint, and
I agree.
Like it was a little bit durable. Like I could actually do things with it. And to this day, I'm with Matt. I think like even the most elaborate, like give that fucking Lego Star Destroyer. I'm like, it still looks kind of clunky because it's all like weird angles and Legos. Like, Legos are not for me. I'm not a Lego guy.
And the constructs also came with these two little space characters
that had bendy points. Remember? The other one, yeah.
And the not so much the astronaut guy.
The bad guy.
But the bad guy, the purple bad guy, he found his way into the Sharpleyverse all the time. He was doing all kind. He was like a little mad scientist dude all the time.
You know why?
So.
Because the bad guys were always cooler looking.
Always.
Except with Transformers, I think.
Autobots
and Decepticons were both equally cool looking, but Cobra, cooler than the Joes. Stormtroopers look better than Luke Skywalker. Mumm-Ra looked better than, you know, Lion-O
Ninja
and his exposed belly.
Were better.
Turtles are real
Turtles
cool.
are, yeah.
Turtles
but, and then Turtles spun off and got crazy. Well,
I was gonna, they went that He-Man route where they were just like, all right, a crab.
Oh, yeah, like, He-Man
a crab
too.
And French fries.
He-Man, too, the bad guys were infinitely cooler than...
I don't know about infinitely cooler because somebody like Ram Man's pretty cool looking,
but
Buzz Off's cool, Mechanac.
Like,
but
then you put him up against, like, you know, Web Store and Trapjaw and Whiplash and Clawful and like all these monster characters. Maybe it's just me. Like, I like even back then, I like scary stuff. I like scary stuff now. Like, Man at Arms is real cool. He's got real cool armor, but. Like, if Man-at-Arm kicks down that door over there...
But the toy doesn't have the mustache. The original sin of toys.
Right.
He didn't have the mustache. Fuck that, man.
If Man-at-Arm kicks down that door, I'm not scared. If fucking Clawful kicks down that door, I will die of fright before I get to feed you to him to escape on my own.
You know who's real crazy? Spikor. With that, like, weird trident arm kind of thing. Like,
for
no reason. Just, like, you're already a spike monster.
It doesn't have any... It has nothing to do with the rest of your aesthetic, but... Sure,
bring it on.
A trident arm.
Well, like I said, it's like they were throwing darts. Like, let's see what we can get through this shit. Okay, a trident, a stapler, and motor wheels.
That's one of
Stapler.
That's one of the cool things about all those He-Man figures, that they're so fucking bizarre.
Way bizarre.
And they're so goofy. And I have a limit to, like, He-Man figures. Like, He-Man figures kept going way beyond when I was getting them. They got into all the hero stuff when they went into space, and fuck those figures. But, like,
well, that
the
was
main,
your,
the main master.
I think you're
line.
Confusing a couple of different things. They didn't actually make it to Hero because the line kind of got canceled, and then they did go to space and rebooted He-Man as He-Man in space.
Well, right,
which was different.
Yes,
didn't
sure.
everybody
it's,
go to
it's
space?
Different,
at some
but
point?
It's
I mean,
still...
we all do, don't we? I can't wait for McSauce in space.
It's different, but it's still
that's
He-Man, and that's the point of distinction I was making. That once they broke off into this other thing. Like, even if you're getting Extendar, like, dumb.
Oh, yeah. I think I had Extendar.
It's still part of that original goofy-ass line. And, like, Dragstore.
I had Dragstore.
Where, like,
he
has
had a
fucking
wheel, in
wheel
his
on his chest.
Yeah, it was badass. What are you talking about?
I was like, motorized wheel, snake.
Well, like, that's what I love about the goofiness of that Masters line. And it's the same thing with the Turtles line and sort of with the real Ghostbusters line, is that at some point, those lines were like, throw it on the wall, let's see what sticks. Let's see what we get. Like, that Ninja Turtles line is so fucking expansive, and that was the last toy I got. Like, that was the last set of action figures. Like, I flamed out in the middle of it. Like, I got the Turtles and, you know, Shredder and Krang, and then I was like, oh, I'm kind of an adult now.
Well, let's not get to the end of your toy, because purchasing and playing, like, we still have so much. So, you know, Star Wars and everything like that. Then, Matt, what was the next big thing? You said Masters of the Universe, but you didn't really chime in. Is there any particular Masters figures that you really liked or you really remembered? Or what's your favorite Masters figure?
Well, I always really liked He-Man. Mm-hmm. He was...
He-Man.
He,
that one?
Yeah, I had a few early heroes when I was a kid. He-Man may have been the original hero of mine. Among others like Luke Skywalker and Batman and Spider-Man. And I can remember I used to try to think that I was strong like He-Man. And I can remember when I got my tonsils taken out when I was in kindergarten. And I was in the operating room and they put the mask on you and they're telling you to count backwards or count to 10 or whatever. And I can remember sitting there thinking, I'm going to be like He-Man and I'm not going to fall asleep. Like, I'm going to fight.
I'm
going to
stay awake for this brutal surgery like He-Man
like,
would.
Well, I was trying to psych myself up and be brave because I was, like, scared, but I was trying to, like, be like He-Man. And, of course, I fell asleep very un-He-Man-like, but...
More of a Prince Adam.
Well, right. Well, does He-Man have similar properties as Superman where, like, when he's He-Man, you can't cut his hair except with, like, magical scissors?
I mean, you clearly can cut it into that Rockin' Dutch Boy, so...
Like, does he he has to switch back to Adam, like, if he needs a crown put in.
I mean, if you watch some of those cartoons, it's very homoerotic. Oh, a lot of, like,
very, it's all homoeroticism.
Oh, my God. Like, wow.
It's pretty out
like,
there.
Like, how did my mom let me watch this shit? That's what I think sometimes. Like,
it's pretty intense. And He-Man the cartoon isn't as good as, like, some other cartoons hold up. Like, there are some G.I. Joe stuff that's okay. And they're, like, Thundercats, I think, holds up. And Transformers, clearly, I think, holds up. But He-Man, the cartoon, not so much, but the characters do.
Oh,
and that's why they've rebooted them so many times. And even those mini comics, I thought were really, really cool. And those stand the test of time.
The world is great. The mythology behind it, it's like the difference in all the characters and the She-Ra end of it and the Horde, like, it's so expansive, it's so interesting that just the general mythology of it is why it's still an enduring brand. The cartoon, not good. Like, we watched those three Transformers episodes, and even though we're G1 marks, like, they're good episodes. Like, sure, later episodes in seasons 1 and 2, some ups and downs, but, like, He-Man's a hard fucking watch these days. Like, you can't watch a He-Man episode and be like, oh, this was a really well-done cartoon.
Just their vehicles, the way they transported themselves, were like...
The way they...
Feet.
The way they mounted them.
Well, like, a lot of that animation was just, like, reused over and over again.
Yeah.
But, like, the vehicles were also super fucking cool. Like, the Attack Track and the Wind Raider. Like, fucking Battle Cat and Panther... Who characters, but also sort of vehicles. You know, the Talon Fighter, He-Man had such a cool design aesthetic.
Well, you know how Panther and Battlecat came to be.
Yes.
Like, vehicles was because it was taken from another line, and they're like, this is too big for it, like, for anything. They're like, not for a fucking vehicle. Put them right on
it
there.
It was taken from the Big Jim Safari line. And they were like, well, fuck it. It's in space. Cats are big in space. Put that He-Man on him.
My favorite
Cats
He-Man.
Cats in Space, my favorite show.
Well,
Laser Cats.
A Laser Cats?
No.
There's always.
It was an SNL skit.
Laser Cats sounds like something that would have been, like, because there was Ninja Turtles and then there was... The shark thing.
Yeah, Battletoads and Laser Cats. I love Laser Cats. Yeah.
I had a He-Man.
Street Sharks, that's what it was.
It was definitely an enemy vehicle, but it was a big fucking bug, all right? And you put your hand into it, and your
You're fucking up. This is not a He-Man thing.
That wasn't
He-Man? It's Sectors.
I could have swore it was a He-Man.
I'm telling you.
Bad dude rode on it.
Because
am I making Canalsverse again?
This is Canalsverse. Okay.
It was big enough. It was big enough to fit He-Man figures.
Oh,
that's probably because
it was like
probably
the same
where you're
time,
getting it confused.
And I thought it was like a bad thing.
You
vehicle.
You couldn't put your hand in any of the He-Man figures.
Well, you.
I mean, the cartoon would suggest otherwise.
Them adult toys. I'm sure there's some.
I mean, in the next pod when we get in there. So, all right, these are, you know, I know it's a, it's not a visual. It had like it's one of these joints, right?
It had an iridescent, had iridescent wings.
Yeah, yeah. You
it
had
actually did, would flap. It had batteries. Would flap.
You yeah, had the purple. Did you have the purple guy?
Sectars.
Yeah. But yeah, that's Sectars.
The
that's,
figures
that's,
were
that's General Spydrax that you're talking about.
Don't
get
remember
him.
Them.
Yeah,
no?
The figures were around no. the same scale as He-Man figures. That's why He-Man figures could work
see,
on that figure and vice versa.
All right. Well,
I never
Canals
had.
Correct.
I never
first.
Had Sectars.
Well, it's better than Canals first, anyways.
Ian, you're a big Sectars guy. I never had Sectars.
Well, obviously,
something
I
about
did.
It. I eh, eh. Did, it didn't appeal to me.
Yeah,
I like horror stuff. I should
that's what I was
that,
gonna say. Like
too,
this is.
I don't know.
This is like peak creepy toy. Like yeah. a gigantic.
That's it right
is
there.
Is that your guy?
That's the dude. That's the one right
the
there.
Lord
hero?
Dargon or
well,
some
that's
shit.
That's the thing that I had though.
Matt, did you ever have Sectars? No?
I did. I had one or two of them. I think I had a couple of the hero ones. There was a guy who had a smaller bug that he came with.
Yeah.
That he didn't ride on, I think, because he was probably cheaper.
No, you're right. He was like a man-at-arms
Was his name Zach? Guy. Am I getting that right?
That sounds like a character from
Saved
by
the
Bell. This guy? Is that Zach? At arms?
I can't really tell from okay. here.
Just
but
Google
I,
Zach.
I don't.
But so Sectars, you know, clearly
Z-A-K.
Made.
Z-A-K.
Clearly made to
thinking.
Ride on the back of He-Man because they're the same kind of.
They tricked me.
yeah.
they
in the
me,
Canals Worth, they all intermingled. They had, I remember what I liked about Sectars, they didn't have a cartoon to promote them. They have, from what I hear, they had a comic book, but they had canonical commercials. And there was something that I taped. I think it was Return of the King, the animated Return of the King. Do you guys remember that at all?
I remember The Hobbit. I don't remember Return of the King.
So they made Return of the King and they made The Hobbit. And one day, I think my family taped it, and through the commercials, it was like the story of the Sectars. And I'd be watching Return of the King, and then the commercials would come on, and I'm like, oh, I hope that the story of the Sectars continues. And like by the end, like we got to the castle and we saved, you know, the princess and shit just through the commercials because they didn't have a cartoon to support this toy line, which was really cool. And you would think that it would have had a cartoon, but it was like by Coleco or something.
Too is there wasn't that many stations then, like there is now. Like you couldn't have a cartoon for every toy line, you know.
But almost every toy line that was super successful
had to
have.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They like went hand in hand, right?
Were there any toys that you guys had that did not have like explicitly? You remember like there was no like Sectars,
Battle Beasts.
They had a cool commercial,
Holy
too.
Holy shit. I should have put them on my list.
I loved Battle Beast. simple movements, you know what
Cheap
I mean?
Cheap as hell. Our
Cheap
parents
hell.
Love Battle
you'd
Beast.
I think they came like in three packs sometimes because you'd get a wood, a fire, and a water. You know
how,
what I mean?
How
you'd
does
get a,
wood
you'd
beat
get a
water?
A wood.
Much like the He-Man
Wood always
toys.
Beat water, right?
It supposedly, yeah.
Because
but
it
doesn't
can float
water...
On it.
Doesn't water eventually...
Wait,
like,
there's wind, too, wasn't there? Was there wind?
They may have added
power.
That
they
later.
Might have
that's
added
Captain
it.
Planet.
But it started as three.
Yeah,
wood,
okay.
Wood, fire, and water.
Does the
And you rub the little thing on their chest,
and you put your
and
finger
it would
on it
reveal
would,
what it was.
Yeah, and it would tell you what it was.
That was some 80s tech there. There was a lot of that.
Even like though the figure was a fucking tree... And you're like, rub the thing. What
they
is he? Is he gonna be fire?
It's a surprise. He's a self-hating tree because he's fire.
I liked the red monkey character.
He's like a gorilla.
Gorilla. He was my favorite.
I liked. He was like a reindeer. He was green, but he looked so badass with the antlers. So he made a lot of crosses through the canal spurs.
I never had Battle Beasts. I don't think I owned one Battle Beast. I remember
that
them.
Was around the time of Micro Machines too.
By the way, that's a heavy metal band name, Battle Beast.
It sounds like a good one.
I also didn't have Micro Machines. When Ian was talking about Sectars and just his interest in those commercials, it reminded me of Captain Power, which had its own live action TV show.
I don't remember
that. Came with a gun. Where during the episode you would shoot at the screen and score points or something on your gun. You don't remember Captain Power?
No, but I remember
the Soldiers of the Future.
I do remember a cartoon that you bought 3D glasses at 7-Elevens, and they would say, like, it's power time, and you'd put your 3D glasses on. But this was
maybe
like one of those.
That's what it was. Maybe there were some. Maybe there were glasses.
Or I think when you aimed the gun, what you're talking about is there was like a screen on the gun that you looked through at the screen that was like 3D, maybe. And they said, like, it's power time. But, like, this was one of those super early morning cartoons that you'd have to get up, like, 2 hours before school to watch. Yeah, that's my dude right there. His weapon was sick.
The I just pulled up a picture of...
The Captain Power gun didn't have...
That's my
like,
dude.
It didn't have a technical view screen to it, but, yeah, there was a weird element where, like, you had to shoot the bad guys on the screen, and they also came with like 3¾-inch figures, and just like we were talking about earlier, the coolest one was Sauron Sky Sentry, the bad guy.
I love that dude. I had him.
And he was like a metal pterodactyl man.
I'm sorry. Go back to this reindeer battle beast. It looks like Master Chief from Halo.
He's gnarly.
Master Chief, he devolves into a reindeer.
Did they totally get that
or
design from
reindeer evolve
into Master Chief?
It depends on your hearers, I guess. Like, oh, reindeer? What the hell? Like, wait till you see that reindeer, dude.
So, my biggest takeaway from all these cool toys and everything that we've been talking about is, what specific drugs were all our, like, the creators of the late 70s, 1980s, what were they on? Because
cocaine.
This shit, like, yeah, so coke is the best thing to make toys on, I guess.
I was gonna say, it had to be a lot of cocaine. That was cocaine years.
Because think about all...
Like, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to get all this shit together, we're going to put it in a room, and then we're going to make it.
he's going to be a reindeer. See? A reindeer, but he also rides on a bike.
A reindeer, and he got a big sickle.
And it was
a big
this...
fucking sickle. He's going to fucking slice all the other gorillas, and they're going to be wood.
And it was this great Wild West.
Gorillas are wood. That's good. I'm writing it down. Wood. Yes. Gorillas.
It was this great Wild West of creativity because...
But why?
Like, because, like, He-Man in 83 just ran the fucking show. It was already so crazy, so bizarre that everyone was like, more. Like, every competing company was just pumping their creative teams with cocaine to be like, go, more of this.
Or was it, like, hand in hand? Because it was like, we need to sell toys. How are we going to do that? We're going to make this deal with a cartoon company to sell these toys. Or like the Mega Blitz, which is we're going to have a cartoon, we're going to have a Marvel comic, and we're going to have the toys. And they're all going to act as one.
Well, there was more commercials, more stations, more, you know what I mean? There was more, whereas before, like, you would only get your information or commercials from these toys from, what, maybe a magazine or a comic book or something. Now... You're getting, like, in the 80s was the boom of all cables. TV started coming into play.
Yeah. So, you were getting...
And that, like, was the birth of, like, Saturday morning cartoons.
You're getting bombarded with ads, but, like all of these competing companies are just trying to, like, do something else that works. Like, Blackstar is He-Man in space, and that's a lot of fucking weird shit, weird characters. Silverhawks is essentially Thundercats
in space.
Borrows a lot from He-Man. Like, there's so many brands out there. Mask is... How do we make Transformers and humans work better together, more symbiotic? Like, there's, like, all of that stuff, I feel like, spun out of He-Man and Transformers.
But I think that He-Man even spun out of, like, we need our own Star Wars. So it all, like, the genesis of all this stuff really is Star Wars.
But when
then it's everybody trying to chase, like, what do they like? They like weird aliens, so let's give them some weird
Star
aliens.
Star Wars spun out of Flash Gordon.
But when you... dig into
but
how,
the toy part is mainly
but when
based
you dig
in
into
Star
how
Wars.
All the He-Man stuff started, it was like, yeah, these figures are Star Wars figures are slam dunk. How do we do that? Well, make them bigger, but it immediately goes off the rails to the point where they're like, guy with a metal jaw, yeah, guy with three eyes, yeah, little ghost robot, yeah, go.
Because like, they had like three different examples of stuff. They had like the army man, they had the space guy, and they had the barbarian. They're like, all of them, smash them together, do
basically.
All of it.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that basis for just the insanity of He-Man really started everything else, because it wasn't like He-Man came out recognizing the success of the Star Wars toys, and they were like, okay, we need to put together a concise space adventure and, you know, keep this all in a universe that all works together. It, right out of the gate, He-Man was like,
bonkers.
Let's fucking
Batshit
go.
Nuts.
And that, and then, like,
what if he had a
so
long
the cartoon
neck
and the figures, and then I think stuff like Sektars, Thundercats, Silverhawks, like all that, Blackstar, all this other goofy shit is like, the DNA is so tied to the craziness that is He-Man. Like, I know that, like, you know, He-Man, those figures, they wanted to capitalize on, like, the sales of the Star Wars figures.
Yeah.
But it got so off the rails.
Yeah, they were, like, furry
so
and shit
fast that I don't even tie. Yeah, I don't even.
They're, like, that crushed felt. Like,
yeah,
you know what
moss,
I mean?
Man.
Like, it was, like, a different.
Check it out. I got a great idea. He's made of moss.
We're going to make them fuzzy, all right? We're going to make them real fucking
wasn't
fuzzy.
Even furry.
And they're all going to wear underwear. They're all going to wear underwear on the outside.
The He-Man line is so...
Oh, boots! Furry boots!
Big-ass furry boots and a big leopard skin hat.
Kind of like the shit I got on right now.
The He-Man line is so far away from the Star Wars line that, like, I don't even think you can properly connect the two.
All right, well,
you can connect everything after He-Man.
Where did G.I. Joe drop in here? Because we haven't really mentioned them at all. And
because they
me,
suck. Waste
yeah,
waste of a
they were the,
toy
the,
and
the,
cartoon.
Those were the ones that, like, their arms bent all of a sudden. Like,
articulation,
but,
baby.
I mean, compared to He-Man, his arms didn't move. They just went like this. They jerked off.
Oh, I'm not kidding. I meant
you
that
know
sincerely.
What I mean? That was the big
articulation,
thing
baby.
Was, like,
yeah.
The G.I. Joe's like, holy shit, he can bend. He can,
yeah, you had, you like, a 360 shoulder.
Yeah,
you had a waist.
Everything was great on the G.I. Joe figures until that rubber band around their groin snapped, and then they were
and
like...
And then their guts spilled
they're
out.
They're so wobbly and loose.
But did you ever have anyone figure out how to reassemble a G.I. Joe once their gut rubber band broke?
Yeah, you
my,
buy, you
my mom
buy
figured
tiny,
out how to do
tiny
it.
Rubber bands and... And
you could even do
there
it with a regular rubber band and get their guts back together, and they worked pretty good again. So yeah, shout out to Rita Sharpley. She was she was a doc.
No, she was a medic, right?
No yeah one has done intestinal surgery like kids of the 80s.
True.
So again, probably why did we have G.I. Joe? I'm assuming we all were all had G.I. Joes, all probably had a bunch
G.I.
of
Joe
them.
I loved them.
I bet you any money G.I. Joes were inexpensive to buy, right?
I think I got into G.I. Joes a little bit after He-Man and superheroes and Star Wars. That was kind of the next love for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was at. He-Man, I mean, G.I. Joe was after He-Man, like in our...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was
it was a more mature thing anyway.
It
kind of got like more of an adult feel to them, like, oh, I'm older now, I can play with a fucking G.I. Joe. Look,
but then
I bend his arm.
But then I still bounced back and I was like, space, like fucking Silverhawks.
Well, again, that's what I was saying earlier, how it all comes back later into my life, yeah, in my fifth and sixth grade years when I'd like make movies, like literally like start a clock.
Whoa,
tick, tick, tick.
What were you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I missed this part. What were you doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we wanted that. We went like how when we started mixing the universes.
Yeah.
I couldn't give a shit about G.I. Joes. G.I. Joes were like, if I had nothing else to play with, like if I went over to a buddy's house and all he had were Joes, I'd be like, all right, I guess I'll play
Paul,
with this
Paul wouldn't have
guy
even stolen those.
I guess I'll play with this shirtless guy with a tattoo on his chest.
But he'll play with
how
E-Man
awesome.
His name is Gungo.
Yeah, the like definitely nude guys.
with the butch haircut.
But he at least
he had muscles.
He at least had superpowers in space.
True.
Gung-Ho was
he made
fucking
he had a nice
Mardi
mustache.
Gras food. That's what he did. Yeah. That was his job.
Is that what Gung-Ho did?
He was my second favorite G.I. Joe. Snake Eyes was number one. Gung-Ho was number two because he was a Marine, and my dad was a Marine, so I liked
that
connection.
He had the big
connection.
Marine on his chest.
Yeah. G.I. Joe's never did anything for me.
Well, and the thing, too, with G.I. Joe is, like, remember the back of the G.I. Joe?
Yeah,
like,
they had those
all,
awesome bios.
Oh, and all the pictures of other G.I. Like,
and the card art was so... Well, I mean, like, all of the cards, most of the cards... the Masters of the Universe had all the different card arts of the different figures on the back. So it just was ingraining in us. All like, oh, us, I got to collect all this stuff.
All of us here are artists. We would be remiss to talk about how fucking cool the packaging was for all of these toys that had, like, all the Masters like, cards had
painterly
a story on the
ass
back,
fucking
all the Transformers
stuff.
Joes, they had
painterly
like, full
ass
bios
fucking
for all of the, all the He-Man figures. Stuff. You know, we had like the breakdown of all the figures in the set, like the card art, the box art was so fucking cool for all of this stuff.
I agree.
In the '80s. And like thinking about it now,
I'm
like
drawing them like that. Like some of my
oh,
first
yeah.
drawings are like,
yeah.
Drawing
and now I'm like, well, how much did this play into me wanting to be an artist now? Like how much of an influence did that have as a kid that it was just all part of this thing? It wasn't just like, oh, here's an action figure
I would
I can
save
play
the
with.
Box art
it was,
for a lot of
oh,
them.
If, I, if I
yeah,
put this
too.
If I put this clear red plastic over this thing, I can see how smart Optimus Prime is.
Like, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
there
I
were
remember that
there were so
that.
Many little details that went into all of these like seemingly throwaway 80s toys.
Well, but again, too, is because we didn't have computers and shit then. Like, they had to sell you on this shit.
They had
when
to
you're
make that box
it.
Interesting.
Like, you know what I mean? When you're holding.
But they
like,
did. They fucking did.
I remember, like, doing this shit, like, with my grandfather, because I was an only child, so I used to be able to use this shit. Like, I don't know which one I want. I can't make up my mind.
And granddad was like, I'll throw both
just
in the
go,
bowl.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Let's get the fuck out of here. Give me both of them. Yeah, bro. Different grandfather.
Okay.
Totally
this
different.
Is the non-pool,
the non-military grandfather would buy me whatever the fuck I wanted. The military one would throw me
throw
in the fucking
the pool.
Pool.
I love these grandfathers.
Here's your pro wings, get in the pool. The other one was Air Jordans, let's go to the pirate game.
So yeah, the box art likely had, you know, a big impact on
I
all
used
of
to,
us.
On those G.I. Joes, I would cut out the bios because they were like these...
They
were meant to be cut
you
out.
To, yeah.
Yeah, and I had like a stack of them.
Did
yeah,
you guys
well,
ever
the Transformers ones too? They had the the dotted line around.
Did you guys ever send out like cut off the proof of purchase and send it in for like whatever?
That's how I got yes. my Emperor yes. motherfucker.
Me too. I got the Emperor from cutting
yeah,
out
we
proof
got,
of purchase.
We got one in the Casal house as well. Also, I got a what was the bad guy's name in GoBots? The motorcycle?
Psykill.
He was a proof of purchase?
From, I believe, Quick.
I vaguely
drink.
Remember
yeah.
that. Okay.
I remember yeah. using proof of purchase for only two products in my life.
Okay.
One was Kool-Aid, when they had the Kool-Aid points.
Okay. What did you get?
Oh, I can't remember
like
at
a bike?
All. I just remember I drank a lot of Sharkleberry Finn and Purplesaurus Rex to
Jesus
get those.
Christ. Purplesaurus Rex. What a 90s ass.
Sharkleberry Finn was
fucking
the most 90s thing
yeah,
ever.
It really is. It's like the official
it
color
was
of
pink.
The 90s. Like
it's a
Sharkleberry Finn.
And number two was Marlboro Miles, because my mom smoked fucking Marlboros, and I remember Marlboro used to give out some cool ass shit. He's like, I'd be like, come on, keep killing yourself, smoke them up. We gotta get more of these Marlboro. The new catalog came in, you better start smoking.
Oh shit.
Here, Mom, I'll help you.
Come on.
Give me two.
Kind
give me
probably
two.
What, yeah. Probably why shit. I started smoking.
Now I am
you
smoking.
Look like one of those
now
gremlins with like,
quit
with like four
now we
cigarettes.
Both got black lung in the mail.
Well, I'm fucking breathing this shit anyways. I'm going to get my coat.
So you touch on something else that I want to get into. You mentioned a catalog, a Marlboro catalog, but yeah. Nevertheless, do you guys remember, because it was a big deal in
the
Sharpley
catalog?
House. Yeah, the Sears toy fucking catalog.
Circling shit, highlighting stuff with a highlighter. Like,
better get this money.
Whenever that thing would show up, you would go to the back of the catalog, fuck all the other stuff in the catalog, because it was always toward the back. And you
I
would
mean, eventually you get into the underwear section, you know what I'm
well,
saying?
The joke is, like, your mom finds the Victoria's Secret under your bed, but
it was
my
the
mom
Sears
found
catalog.
Sears catalog stuck yeah. together under my bed. I'm like, look at this He-Man diorama.
I mean, there's bras in there. Eventually I learned
well,
that.
Well, Tila had like a, she had like a ram horn bra.
Yeah, yeah.
Or was that evil
they,
that
they,
had the ram's
well,
horn
guess
bra.
What? Because to save on fucking sculpt, they
both
had it.
The ram's horn bra.
You
can only make one woman's skull.
They just shopped at the same boutique in Eternia.
That's to come into play.
She Eternia.
I think too. Oh, I like that. For the modern Eternia woman. Like, it was a lot of our toys were how they were brought to us in those catalogs, too.
Because they had the cool-ass pictures with, like fight scenes.
The kids playing them.
And that's why
kids were like, oh, I'm so cool.
I used to set my figures up and have my mom take pictures of it.
Really?
Because it reminded me of, like, what you would see in the catalogs. I'll have to dig out those pictures next time I'm at my parents' house.
I never did that, but I'd always be like,
posed in the picture with the
figures. I never did that. So you had a Sears catalog photo shoot, dog.
Well, there was one where I set up all my superpowers figures, which we haven't really gotten into.
We'll get it.
But the super... This is going to be a five-hour episode. The superpowers figures...
That's what the people want.
And they were all propped up around the Batmobile, which I also had. That the
one with the like yellow windows, yes,
the black hood, the yellow eyes.
Yeah. I don't think I
yellow
had...
headlights.
Yes.
Still my favorite Batmobile to date. It looks so like weirdly organic and cool. It doesn't.
It
look
had
like
the
a
ram
car at
thing
all.
In the front. It yes. had the grappling.
It's
hook in the
fucking
back.
Fucking fantastic. That is, I fucking dare anyone. From now until the time I die, to create a cooler Batmobile than that superpowers Batmobile. It's so fucking awesome. Granted, it doesn't have a hood. It's a convertible. So if it rains, Batman and Robin are fucked. But it looks really great. It looks really great when it's dry out.
You can avoid the rain if they drive fast.
They gotta drive fast enough.
Like Gotham City definitely has weather. It's snowing in Gotham.
It rains and snows all the
time. All
the
time.
That's all it does.
And Batman is like...
Or it's like
fuck you, Mother Nature.
Completely off topic. I forgot to tell you the other night. A bird shit on my head through my sunroof the other day.
Why didn't you go play the lottery?
Saturday afternoon. I was pulling up to a stoplight. I was even still moving, and I felt it on my head. And as soon as I You're felt like it his... on my forehead, I was like, I know go. What this is. I know what this is. I looked in the rearview mirror.
Right,
I was
Harry,
like,
you ready?
Motherfucker.
You
ready? Did anybody see? If I was another person on the road and I saw that happen, I would not be able to stop laughing. If I see some guy get shit on through
his
sunroof.
No one saw because the two lanes were pulling up to a stoplight, so everyone was paying attention to where they were stopping. And I was like, God damn it.
So
and,
think about how many times Batman and Robin got shit
right,
on.
Yeah. Right. In that sweet
You don't
Batmobile,
ever see that in the cartoon.
I assume it had a soft top. They just didn't build it into
That's
the toy.
Robin did Batman got a little something. Oh, not again.
So I had those superpowers figures, but I like they were part of my toy playing, but they didn't have the cachet that Star Wars and He-Man and Transformers did. Those were my big three. Like, those got carte blanche to do whatever the fuck they wanted. Like, back then, like I had Superman and Batman and Green Lantern and the Batmobile. And they were cool, but I'd probably be like, let me put Luke Skywalker in the Batmobile because he's cooler than these fucking superheroes.
So here we go. Let's dig into it. So did you or did you not combine toys, have an expanded universe, or was it all just like the Transformers play with their own kind? They only play with Transformers. Or could...
No interspecies mingling.
No, could Sektars and He-Man and G.I. Joe...
I did that without knowing.
All live together, or were there different crafts that could, you know, transport different people that might not be from the same line? Did you guys do any of that?
I did very little of it. I would mix superpowers and Secret Wars figures together. For those that don't know, Secret Wars was Marvel's superhero toys of
the
era.
And they were fine. Like, they were good.
Who made those? I know before, like, Toy Biz eventually got the Marvel stuff, but before that, when it was Secret Wars, I don't think it was Kenner, because Kenner made the superpowers, which I preferred, because A, they had superpowers, right? You'd squeeze their legs together, and then they would punch or whatever.
Oh, yeah, okay, I gotcha.
And also, they had knee articulation, even though their arms were always kind of in a flexing kind of...
Like a, yeah. could be fighting, could not be.
Right.
It was Mattel.
Mattel. Okay, so Mattel made the Secret Wars. The Secret Wars were more like Star Wars figures, only 5 points of articulation, neck, shoulders, and legs. And I think they were just a hair smaller than the Superpowers, but they were close enough. Plus, it's superheroes. That you could mix. You know, Superman and Spider-Man can live in the same world. But, like, G.I. Joe infiltrating that stuff, or, God forbid, something even, like, less to scale, like a He-Man figure, just felt so wrong. Absolutely not.
Scale didn't really matter a ton to me, unless it was, like, Thundercats can't be in the same play range as G.I. Joe.
No, but it
Thundercats
would work with He-Man.
And He-Man and Sectars, like, Sectars were a little bit taller, so those things could all live, and to me, they felt like they were in a similar universe.
Yeah, but that has a lot to do with the scale.
I guess so, but, like, I still did all of that together.
Yeah, right, but if He-Man figures were the size of Star Wars figures or G.I. Joe's...
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but, like, G.I. Joe and Star Wars...
You mix could, that? That seems wrong.
I think that... I'll be honest. I think that Snake Eyes got into a lot of Star Wars episodes, and I think that Boba Fett was heavily featured in some Cobra activity.
He almost looks like he could be a G.I. Joe, though. So, like, I could... When
it was
feels
stuff
right.
like that that feels right. I wasn't... Who's that dude that wears a Hawaiian shirt in
Star Wars?
In Star Wars. Is that Babu Frick? Is that that guy?
That he sounds like he should.
Right? So, yeah, like, I wouldn't be crazy. But, like, who are those Crimson guys from Cobra?
Crimson Guard?
Are they the Crimson Guard? Who are the Crimson guys in Star Wars? What are their names?
Emperor's
the
Royal Guard.
Royal Guard and Crimson Guard. Crimson Guard could get down on being some Stormtrooper-esque type characters in Star Wars.
And then look at that. Fast forward 35 years later, they're red Stormtroopers now.
Right. So the Sharplyverse was a picture of the future.
Yeah,
I feel like I had a much harder time crossing over my Star Wars characters because to me, like, Star Wars was a finite story. There was.
Did you just reenact the movies, or did you?
I
bet you did. You definitely.
I didn't
did.
Just reenact
you
the movies.
Boring.
But there was, like, it felt more contained to me. I don't know if it's because, like, that was probably the first time I really understood. Like, I mean, that was the first, like, movie franchise. Like, that was something a lot different than, like, all the random cartoons because Star
Wars
is...
But didn't
Wars
you
is...
want more stuff? Like, that's what I wanted. I wanted more adventures.
Yeah,
and,
so I'm sure
And if I
made...
got some Crimson Guard mixed up in there...
I'm sure I made more Star Wars adventures, but, I can barely remember what we talked about on, like, last week's episode, let alone
on
how
the third
I
time
with
that
my
we started this
Star
episode.
Wars toys. But thinking back on it, my supposition is that since Star Wars was a complete thing.
Yeah, wait, can we back up for a second?
Yeah, can we,
what
yeah.
does
We're talking about
mean?
80s toys and being dummies.
It's the past tense of suppose.
Oh, okay.
Big word.
All right, Oscar Wilde.
So, like, I think that's why I played with Star Wars differently, because a lot, like, He-Man wasn't a complete story. He-Man didn't connect. Thundercats didn't really connect. Transformers, once you get through, like, the first three episodes, it's not really, like, there's a bunch of throwaway episodes where, oh, here's Powerglide and Starscream trapped in an alien child's toy box. Like, there's a bunch of goofy shit
that's an actual episode that we've watched.
Yes, that allowed for whatever you want to do, but Star Wars always felt more like
Question, you son of a bitch. Were you playing out the original trilogy or not?
No, I wasn't. I was doing different things with those characters, but it was all Star Wars universe characters.
Yeah.
Like, I had a little Tykes sandbox in the shape of a turtle.
We all did.
And
Did we all do? Yeah. Oh,
I didn't.
If I got my Rancor out.
You didn't have the little Tykes sandbox.
Nope.
If I get out my Rancor right now, we could probably still shake sand.
I don't think I did.
No?
I'll have to double check on that one. I'll get back to you.
Did we all have the Rancor? I had the Rancor.
I had the Rancor.
I did not.
Could the Rancor get down with...
Oh, yeah, I did. Never mind. Yeah, I did.
Could the Rancor get down with some Inhumanoids? Because I feel like it could, because he definitely did.
All right, folks, we're going to put a pin in it there. I promise there is another hour of this conversation that we recorded, and we're going to release that next week, and you absolutely do not want to miss that because it reveals insanity on a level you have never, ever experienced before on the McSauce podcast. Thank you very much to Jeremy, and we will see you next week.